Whether you're looking for advice on health, relationships, balance in your life, money, or for your spirit, you're at the right spot. It's time now for Connect with Kimberly Reed. And here's your host, Kimberly Reed.
And welcome to Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. This is Kimberly Reed, and of course, this is my show, and I'm loving being here. Today is Life Balance Day, and I have a fantastic guest for you lined up in just a moment. And today we are really going to be talking about reinventing yourself, and which is a great thing that we get to do. We are not stuck. We have choices. We can make those choices from moment to moment, and sometimes they're really big choices, like career moves or starting your own business or any of those myriad of major life changes, which take a lot of courage and a lot of confidence to take those leaps. And I think you're going to be really fascinated by the story today. Our guest today is Paula Gregorovich. I'm hoping I got that right. And she is the owner of the Paula G Company and is known as the Intuitive Intelligence Coach, which we'll also find out more about. She helps women business owners and professionals make wiser decisions. Sounds very good. With ease, so confidence becomes a natural byproduct and not something that you have to struggle with. As a result, you no longer have to feel you are in a restricted situation searching for the way out. Instead, you get to experience the freedom and tangible results that naturally flow from the process of life alchemy, which is trademark and is all about bringing the power of intuitive intelligence into your daily experience. The work Paula shares with others is the essence of her more than 20 years experience in education, from corporate America to entrepreneur and business owner, spiritual and coach training, and eclectic life experiences. Without further ado, let's find out more from Miss Paula Gregorovich.
Thanks so much.
Did I get it right?
Now you can see why everyone calls me Paula G.
Paula G. It's a little easier. What background is that last name?
Polish.
Okay. And you're hailing all the way from Pennsylvania, which I have visited many, many times. It's a beautiful state. Roads are terrible, though, honey. Terrible. Carriage roads that, you know, now are taking cars, and they're horrible. Just that I'd throw that in. In any case, we're glad that you are calling in today and ready to provide value to our listeners, and especially in the area of confidence for women. But we let those enlightened men listen to, of course, to the show. So tell us a bit about your story, Paula. You went from corporate America, and I looked on your Facebook page. It looked like you worked for one of those pharma companies.
Yeah.
And as an intuitive, I'm thinking that might have been difficult for a while, but tell us.
Yeah, I spent a little over 17 years in corporate America, and I worked for a few different companies, and the last corporation that I worked for, yes, was one of the top pharma companies, and it was actually the catalyst for me, because I spent so much time looking successful on the outside, right, because I'm working for coveted companies that people are tripping over themselves trying to work for, and while I had a degree of success and while I was good at what I did, which ranged from like accounting to finance and information technology, because I did make a few career transitions while I was in corporate, I was very unhappy, and I could not figure it out why. And I spent so many years trying to figure it out and mastermind a plan, and I know I'm going to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. But in fact, it was more my intuition that led me to the transition that ultimately made all the difference, because I was very, very left-brain kind of gal. So when I first started this, what I'll call this transformation, was when I stopped looking so much outside of myself for the answers and stopped trying to find some logical solution to everything. And instead, did some personal growth work. And in fact, one of the pieces of work that really served as a catalyst for me was working with the concept of the shadow and doing Debbie Ford's shadow work. and in fact spent a year training with her out in San Diego in the early 2000s, whatever you call that, the aughts. And that was the first time I ever connected for myself, my head and my heart, because I had been so busy listening to my head, which is naturally unreliable. Our minds can be highly unreliable at times, and started listening to my heart. And so it became very clear to me that there was actually nothing fundamentally wrong with me. I was just actually meant to do something different with my life. That was a huge relief.
Well, and it's amazing how much stress that we cause ourselves when we are being incongruent with our thoughts, feelings, and actions. And that can come from, you know, staying in a relationship too long, staying in a job that doesn't fit our innate strengths along with our values. It, you know, it can come from many different areas. It doesn't have to be, well, this day sucks, and so I'm really stressed out. It often really stems from something much, much deeper, and it sounds like you really tapped into that.
Yeah, and whenever, you make a great point, because whenever we're out of alignment and somehow we're off track, right, then something's not going to quite be right. I liken it to when you go to the chiropractor and you get an adjustment and all of a sudden all is right with the world. You're like, wow, you know.
Didn't know I was so out of alignment until I came
in. I didn't know things were so out of whack until they suddenly align themselves. And so we get used to whatever discomfort we're in, and then that becomes our comfort zone. So, you know, we're talking about confidence and courage, and I often talk about confidence as being a natural byproduct of, and I'll talk a little bit about the work I created, Intuitive Intelligence, but confidence becomes a natural byproduct of that. And so confidence, as I see it, is not so much about what you do, it's about who you are, and you become unshakably confident when you learn how to become comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And not uncomfortable in a, oh my gosh, this doesn't fit and I'm unaligned way, but being comfortable with being uncomfortable, meaning you're willing to go and grow, you're willing to make a change to get into alignment, because that can feel anywhere from frightening to terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Especially any time we're going out of homeostasis, even if it's icky, you know, miry kind of homeostasis, mm-hmm. just making that transition out of the muck and the mire into something even better can be very, very stressful and feel like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. But in fact, we just have to break through and do it. And it's going to feel a whole lot better on the other side. It's pretty amazing how our own minds keep us trapped in really stressful situations.
Yeah, they're powerful in that way. But we can also harness that power for good, so to speak.
Amen, sister. Love
that.
Sounds
like a witch from Wizard of Oz or something there, but we can harness that power for good.
Glenda the Good Witch, yay! So tell us, when you were realizing you did this personal development and really started getting your heart and mind connected, and so were you already out of corporate America at that time, or did you? Oh, okay, so
no, I was. In fact, if you chronologically trace the whole thing, I first had this big epiphany of wow, my heart is speaking, and wow. You know, back in maybe 2001. And so it took me several years to walk that path of discovery for myself while I was working in corporate, and then kind of finding the next step on the path would keep showing itself. Like, they're not kidding when they say that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So all of a sudden, oh. And so I was following that journey, but when I was training to be a coach, the first round of training in like 2003, 2004 was when I first had the idea that, it was the first time I was ever in a room full where about 75% of the people were entrepreneurs and owned their own business and had more creative ways of making income than simply going and sitting in a cube all day. And it was.
I love the way you said that.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing to me. It sounds so naive. But I can remember it was like the heavens opened for me, because I was like, there's another way.
Wow.
Now, I know that sounds really dense, but when you have never seen that modeled in your existence because my family was either, you know, teachers and nurses, or worked for a corporate. And so I never even entered my experience, my realm of possibility. And so when that was sparked, I thought, there may be something to this. Let me, experiment and investigate this further. And so that's exactly what I did. I continued my own personal development work, and I continued my coach training and the initial stages of starting up my business for several years while I was still in corporate.
Very smart.
And what I can say is that, you know, one might, you know, a corporate executive might listen to that and think, oh, yeah, those darn employees, they're, you know, building their business and not serving the company. That's like the big fear. But I have to say that when I found my spot and I had a better perspective and was taking full responsibility for all my choices, I actually performed better in my job because I could see how it tied into my bigger picture at that point.
Beautiful.
And so it actually can be this discovery of what you most want to do, and the process of doing that, even while you're in a current career, it can actually still be a huge win-win for people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, I mean, you're more productive when you're feeling aligned than you're feeling a spring well of joy within you. I mean, it's easier to go into a place where you can have a smile on your face and bring joy to other people, even though you're working on your passion elsewhere. And it's just easier for that joy to overflow into the rest of the parts of your life. Absolutely. Our guest today here on the Life Balance Show of the Kimberly let me just try that again. We're talking about life balance today and reinvention and confidence today on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Inspiring and Empowering Radio. Our guest today is Paula G., Paula Gregorovich, and her website is the Paula G. Company, allspelledout.com. And she even has a free report, You Own Uniqueness, The Path to Purpose, Prosperity, and Playfulness, at www.intuitiveintelligencecoaching.com. So she's got two different websites, intuitiveintelligencecoaching.com and thepaulagcompany.com. And she has a great blog on that Paula G site. So check those out and get some more information about her. And we will be back in just a moment to talk more about intuitive intelligence and finding that confidence in your balance. So stay with us here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM, KKZZ.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Are you or someone you know headed down the aisle or to prom? Then you simply must check out Camarillo Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns. Now open in their new location at 425 Arneal in Camarillo. Nearly every day between April 22nd to April 28th, Camarillo Bridal will draw for free items to be given away, including a $1,000 bridal gown and a trip for two to Vegas. Visit gorgeousgowns.biz. That's gorgeousgowns.biz for all the fabulous details.
We're back here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. It is Life Balance Day, and specifically talking about reinvention and finding your heart, mind, and spirit balance, specifically finding confidence and perhaps even transitioning out of the corporate world into your own mission. And perhaps that's a business. Maybe you're going to stay in the corporate world, but still be on point with your mission in your personal life. However that works out for you, we are here to inspire and empower you today in that endeavor, because, gosh, what would the world be if more of us lived with passion and purpose with our heads and hearts connected? My goodness, how cool would it be? We're talking with Paula G, and her website is thepaulagcompany.com, all spelled out. So, Paula, we've been talking about how you came to this self-discovery moment and then how you began transitioning out of corporate America and now full-time in your own business. And how does that feel differently, I mean, from working for somebody else to where you are today?
Yeah, well, the first part of it was I really, really wanted to break out on my own. Once I was starting my business, I really wanted to go part-time in my full-time job, but it just wasn't coming together. And I reached a moment, one of those moments where you're just kind of surrendering, thinking, how can I muster the courage to just take this leap? And I knew what I wanted, and I was trying to muster the courage. And yet, things were not aligning for me. And back in July of 2007, I happened to be away on vacation in Maine and kayaking and such. And I really was just journaling about how do I make this next step, right? You're clear on what you want. You're getting aligned, and you're trying to make the dots connect and make that leap. But like so many people, fear gets in the way and couldn't muster up that courage. And really, I just had a moment where I was journaling, and you know when you write and just it comes from somewhere else because it just arrives on the page perfectly. Mm-hmm. Those moments that writers like me dream of.
Those are good ones.
I don't know what that really means, right? So I come back, and 2 days later, I lose my job.
Wow.
I lost my job in one of those corporate reorganizations where there was no reduction in headcount. So that's special math.
I love that special.
It was special math.
Is that government math?
But it was also a great gift because I knew this confidence that I love to work with people on was I knew in that moment, while it was an emotional moment and obviously it's frightening when you get laid off. And I had a personal challenge going on that same exact day where my father was having surgery, so there was like a whole lot of emotions kicking up. Yet, I knew that it was going to be the best thing that ever happened to me. I didn't know anything about how it was all going to come together, but I just knew. And so that's the kind of confidence that is really, really powerful. And so when I suddenly had to make that transition, one day you're working in a corporation, you've got rules and schedules and what have you, and then even though you get what you want and you get to now branch out on your own, what I found initially was that transition from a more regimented environment to, okay, now here's your start of your day, now go.
It's different.
Was hugely different. And I made so many mistakes to begin with because what I tried to do was recreate what I hated.
Because, yeah, it was known.
It's all I knew. And so I often said, you know, when you're self-employed and you're working for a jerk, you you only have one place to look, and that's in the mirror.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny.
and so it was really funny. It was also really moment of clarity and power, knowing that, okay, whether I'm working for myself or anyone else, okay, I'm in charge here, so what is it going to take to make this successful? And so what I've learned and what I often teach when it comes to fear is that you're not going to get rid of fear. The way I see it is, as long as you're drawing breath and you have a pulse,
there will be some kind of fear.
Part of your experience. It's what you do with fear that is going to make all the difference, and that's where the courage comes in. And there's lots of schools of thought on that. There's the feel the fear and do it anyway, which to some degree can work, but it depends on how you sort of your quality of being as you're walking through that. You can feel the fear and do it anyway from a I'm holding on to the bar of the roller coaster with a death grip way, which I found is not too effective. Or you can just allow fear to be there, acknowledge your feelings, have your feelings, and then allow fear to walk beside you as a companion, being your teacher as you go. Because fear is not altogether bad. When you're on a curb, fear is the thing that has you look left and right before you cross the street in a busy city. However, staying stuck on the curb is where
where there is a problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said, Paula. So we're talking with my new friend, Paula G, and her website is thepaulagcompany.com. And I love what you're talking about in this transition, because life is a series of transitions, honestly, and having the opportunity to reinvent ourselves. And to in that reinvention, we often get to shed the beliefs or conditioning or the mirroring that we've picked up along the way that is covering up our authentic, our brilliant selves, if you will. And so it sounds like you were able to successfully, I'm sure you're still on the journey, but to at least through this transition, let some of that go and walk through it. And so tell us about how you began because time management is huge in making that transition from the corporate world and having somebody dictate your time during those 8, 10, 15 hours a day to being self-employed and running your own show. And I loved what you said about, you know, if your boss is a jerk, the only one to look at is you. How did you get your head around utilizing your time efficiently as your own boss?
Well, I was always really good at time management and discipline. I was working with my own coach, and still do. I'm truly believe in walking my talk, and so that helped to get guidance from somebody who's already walked that road and can help you avoid some of those pitfalls. And what I also found, though, with time is really the decisions we make around how we spend our time really is our life. So if we're waiting for life to happen someday, some day down the road, we're going to be sorely disappointed because someday never comes. So it's really been about a new way of making decisions for me. I used to be highly, highly left-brained. Like, I had to see it. I had to see it before I believe it. I had to control and put, you know, really that rigid sort of control and planning and had to do all kinds of searching to look for the quote-unquote right way to do something, the quote-unquote right way to make a decision. And through this my own journey, and this is part of what has inspired the creation of intuitive intelligence, is what I found is when I try to wrestle my mind to the ground to make decisions, whether it's about how I spend my day or major life decisions, it never goes very well. There's a lot of struggle, a lot of frustration, a lot of banging my head against the wall, a lot of results that I don't really want to see. So either a lack of results or outcomes that are like, well, geez, this is not really what I had in mind. So really being able to make what I call wiser decisions on the fly, moment to moment, about your day, about your, you know, about the bigger picture, about your life, because essentially, you know, our great life is really just really well-lived moments strung together. So there's a lot of mindfulness involved in being able to just be present and understand what's going on with yourself, not only separating out your monkey mind and the chatter that goes on, but also getting in touch with your intuition in a way that is often not very encouraged. Certainly not encouraged if your first encounter with it is, wow, I've left corporate America, and now what? Not really highly encouraged. So really blending those two in a way that harnesses the power of your natural intuition that we often ignore and push down. And I can talk a little bit more about that in a moment. And harnessing the power of our mind, because they are incredibly, incredibly powerful. Our mind and our intelligence can do all kinds of great things. And bringing that together for exponential results and bringing that together for ease of decision-making, moment to moment, day to day, so that you're always clear that how you're spending your time is how you want to be spending your time based on what you say you want.
And when the actions, the thoughts, the feelings all align, things just flow a whole lot better. And it's amazing. I was just reading an article around the law of attraction. And when you do get those three elements working together and aligned, it's absolutely amazing how, like when you were talking about how the next steps just started appearing and appearing probably even more quickly because you were aligned. You knew what your purpose was. You knew what you wanted to achieve. And you didn't necessarily have to know A to Z, all the steps, how to get there. But when you got clear about what you wanted and you felt good about it, the next steps just started opening up for you.
Yeah. Really, to think that we as human beings can be more controlling and more brilliant than a greater power in nature and intuition, that we're going to figure it all out and put all the dominoes together in the way we want, is crazy. There's no way you can mastermind those opportunities, like just by thinking alone. Just even the way we connected. Like, I couldn't just sit here in my office and, like, make that happen.
I want some girl from the West Coast to call me and go, I have an opening today. Want to be my guest?
Yeah. So it's the series of actions that you're taking along the way. The intentions that you're putting out there, the alignment and your intuition that allows magical moments like that to happen, that allows magical connections to happen. Because obviously if I was not doing what I'm doing and the way I'm doing it, no one on the planet would be able to look for an expert on this topic and find me, right?
Exactly.
But the greater pieces that allow these synchronicities and these coincidences that are really no accident at all, that's the allowing part that we often forget about.
Well, it's the divine conspiring for your good, because mm-hmm. you've realized, what you were created for, and it's pretty exciting. It's a very exciting way to live. It doesn't fit into a box nice and neat, but it is very exciting to see what's around the corner when you live that way. We're talking with Paula G at thepaulagcompany.com, and when we return after these messages, Paula is going to honor a Shiro of her very own that has made a difference in her life. So stay with us, and remember, some very cool things are happening on Friday the 22nd at Camrio Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns. So check out, I believe that they've got the calendar up at gorgeousgowns.biz. Be sure to, you don't want to miss this grand opening. It is going to be the bomb diggity of grand openings, and we'll have more details as we get closer to time. So do support our local bridal shop, Miss Pamela and her team at Camrio Bridal, new location opening up the 22nd, just a few days away, and starting with a prom dress giveaway on Friday. So it's in the heart of Camrio at Arneal and, Ponderosa. Arneal and Ponderosa, that's where it is. So stay with us here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Life Balance Day. Confidence building, intuition aligning, super powered conversation with Miss Paula today. And when we return again, the Shiro moment of the day here on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others? Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe every woman deserves to have a life coach so she can live an extraordinary life with purpose and passion. Go to toolsforbetterliving.com, that's toolsforbetterliving.com, to complete a short application for consideration. And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. Paula G is our guest today, and she is going to recognize a Shiro. Do remember that Tom and I are going to be participating in the half marathon with Disneyland in September, but we need your donations. So donate today. It's super easy. Even $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever you have that you would like to go, the lion's share to food share to help those less fortunate than you, then support your neighbor and help them have food on the table for their family. And that is at VCMT, that stands for Ventura County Marathon Training.org. And then hit the donations tab, and then you will see our names there. So food share, or you can even do the SIDS Foundation, and donate today, because we can't run without you. We got to have your help, and it's a team effort. So it's, and everybody wins when this happens. And it will be absolutely amazing, because I'm one of the least athletic people on this planet. Just didn't stand in line in heaven for that, Gene, I guess. But I do love hiking and kayaking, and I will probably walk more than run on this marathon. But I'm really excited to break through my personal comfort zone and do something good for our community. So please support us in this endeavor and donate today. Again, that website is vcmt.org, and it will be blasting it out on Facebook regularly. So without further ado, Miss Paula G, who is your Shiro? Who would you like to recognize as making a difference in the world?
Yeah, I would love to recognize my personal coach and mentor, who I've been working with for several years. Her name is Heather Dominick, and her website is energyrichcoach.com. And why I think she's a Shiro, besides the she's given me far more than just business advice over the years. Mm-hmm. It has been tremendous personal transformation, and I've never met anyone who could truly inspire and believe in other people in their highest way and really be a model of what it means to be a business owner who's really truly walks her talk and is spiritually aligned and really is here to serve and give back to others. And so she's built herself a very successful spiritual company, and besides supporting her clients and the people that she employs in her group and inspiring all the people, the thousands of people in her community, she takes a significant portion of everything that she earns and she gives back. She gives back to a variety of women's startup to inspire other women entrepreneur organizations. And just really a heart-centered person in every sense of the word.
Fantastic. Tell us her name again.
Heather Dominick.
Heather Dominick.
Her website is www.energyrichcoach.com.
Energy. Oh, and I think I saw on some Facebook photos of you in that mastermind group.
Absolutely. Last week I was in New York and part of her elite mastermind group, and so there's all kinds of amusing photos of us. We have a lot of fun while we're transforming.
Well, and that it should be fun, because, you know, creating wealth, living on purpose is fun, quite frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, and all these things, we were talking so much about confidence and courage, and there's so much fear around, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? What if I do this? What if I do that? And please know that I'm not standing here as some, wow, I'm a confidence and courage expert and has never had a challenge of my own. In the mid-90s, I was somewhat debilitated in my existence by struggling with a panic and anxiety disorder. So I would have panic attacks about all kinds of things, intense physical, physical symptoms.
You can feel like you're having a heart attack when you're having a panic attack.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, heart palpitations and sweats and weak. I mean, it's really, I mean, some people just go to the ER. I I'm stubborn and what have you. So I was not one of those people. So I literally had to move through that on my way to where I am now. And so to go from a place where I was afraid of heights, afraid of flying on planes, afraid of being too far from home, afraid of all kinds of things. And I would still do a lot of things, but I would do them with that death grip. Like, I just have to struggle my way through this, and that's exhausting and a very uninspiring way to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me to go from there to owning my own business, traveling on business, you know, getting on planes, not a problem, rappelling in the slot canyons, because, boy, we did that on vacation. I loved every minute of that. Hiking, really awesome, those crazy, top-notch trails, you know, the ones that they go, this is for the specialized people when you go to the national park. You know, kayaking and just doing all kinds of things that definitely have pushed me out of my comfort zone, but my comfort zone keeps expanding. And to do it in a way that when you're on purpose, and for me, part of that purpose is being able to live my life fully and live my life and have my business in a way that it's going to inspire other people to be their authentic self, to be their most aligned self, to allow others to really harness what I believe is really a divine promise, this intuitive intelligence, to take those that connection and that natural way of being that we've covered over that's going to give us so much wisdom and combine that with the power of our minds and our daily experience in a practical way. That, to me, is what it's all about. And so when I keep that in mind, I'm able to move forward and move forward in a way that's cognizant. I'm not jumping out of planes without parachutes or anything.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people think, oh, well, it's just so risky. Not if you break it down.
Right.
Not if you really break it down. And living is, frankly, risky.
Risky. Very risky indeed. And do you want to, I tend to look at things from different views. Years and years ago, I had a CT scan done on a brand new scanner, and the technology was such that they were able to scan my ankle and, you know, the typical slice views, horizontal slice views through, you know, the ankle to see what was going on. And then they were, because of this new technology, they were able to recreate a three-dimensional image and then peel away, you know, the different soft tissues and to look at the bone and, you know, all of these things. And with that, even, they were able to move it around on different axes and really, look at it as if it were outside of my body. And it's absolutely amazing when you do that in your life and you just kind of fly above your life and look at it from different angles and say, you know, how can this benefit me? And can I break this down into, you know, the smallest common denominator, so that when you take it in bite-sized chunk, you remove the emotion out of it, that, you know, because certainly things can be emotionally charged. I had a couple of things that came up this morning. I was like, where is this anger and fight coming from? And I'm like, whoa, it pointed to a little roadmap sign pointing to an area of my life where, you know, I get to do some work and maybe release something and let something go that isn't serving me and thereby keeping me from serving others even more effectively. And it's a beautiful thing when you are conscious with your living. And it certainly sounds like, Polly, you are living in new consciousness.
Well, that's why the, you know, when you think of the flow of intuitive intelligence and the process that I created, that mindfulness is actually, I get this visual of it like being water flowing through the whole thing. Because that mindfulness, which at its basic practice is just this ability to be present and to be observant and to notice when we're attached and when we're not attached and all those very important mindfulness principles, when we're able to do that, we're able to have our emotions and to honor them and to be able to observe from these different perspectives like you just shared with us, much like that medical scan. You're able to look at it in different ways, because when we're only looking at something one way, we can't see past it. We can't see anything else. And essentially, the definition of a miracle is that it's a shift in perception, and that's what, you know, that's what we do here.
That's so cool. Very, very cool. So intuitive intelligence, break it down into a few bullet points so that we're very, very clear on exactly what that is, because you've trademarked it. So it was very, it was important enough for you to trademark. So it's like, hello.
Yeah. It, to really break it down, it's about using, most people are really highly intelligent to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just are. To navigate life in the year 2011 takes a lot of intelligence. And so many people I work with are high-achieving professional women, wannabe business owners. So we've got it down. We're not lacking intelligence. And frankly, if you need knowledge, you can get knowledge. So it's really focusing that intelligence in a positive way. Where we lose ourselves is in the intuitive part, because we've gotten stifled around it somehow being bad to want what we really want, when in fact there's a purpose. There's a purpose while each one of us are here. That's why the Free Report starts off with your own uniqueness, which is you, because you're here for a reason.
And we all want a race at some point in our life.
Yeah. So your own uniqueness is it. And so I really love to help people get out of that struggle of what their mind is telling them, so they can start, sometimes for the first time, start hearing their intuition, or to really deepen that. And not only to deepen it, but to bring it in a practical way. Because many people will go on a spiritual retreat, or maybe you go on vacation, or you have moments where you tap into your intuition and you use it. But then when it comes to the quote-unquote important parts of our day-to-day life, we toss it out because we haven't given ourselves permission to go there.
Wow. Doesn't make much sense, does it, Paula?
No, it doesn't. And I think it's wrapped up into, you know, part of that fear that what, you know, what's going on and what's missing and what am I afraid I might miss in my life, and what am I afraid I might lose if I make a change or I make a decision or I even speak up. And then, because this is fundamentally a shift in relationship with yourself, with spirit, whatever you want to call the greater thing that keeps us from all just kind of scattering off into space. So that is what I'm here. I often say jokingly in networking meetings is to help free people from the terrorist and negative voices in their head, because we can get so wrapped around in a twist and never break free. That's what keeps us stuck. We talked about that ability to shift perception. To really helping people not only deepen their intuition, but being able to understand and distinguish between the voices, the monkey mind, the tapes that play in our head that tell us we're not good enough, that we're a fraud, that we're never going to make it, we're going to end up living like a bag lady in a van down by the river.
Chris Farley, I love that skit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Distinguish between that voice and the voice of wisdom.
That is a beautiful thing for us all to learn, especially in this day and time right now, is to be able to have that discernment between what is beneficial and what is not beneficial, what is true wisdom of the ages, and being that sage for yourself and letting go of the chatter. So we are talking, great conversation, Miss Paula. Paula G, thepaulagcompany.com. She's also got a free report at Your Own Uniqueness, and the website for that is intuitiveintelligencecoaching.com. Stay with us. She's going to give us a couple action items before we leave today's show here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show, Life Balance Day, and specifically getting in touch with your mind, body, and spirit with intuitive intelligence and building confidence with ease and flow on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Are you or someone you know headed down the aisle or to prom? Camarillo Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns is soon to be open in their new, beautiful, and expanded location at 425 Arneal in the center of Camarillo. Grand opening festivities begin on April 22nd with prom day. Be sure to put in your slip for a free prom dress or tuxedo rental. Visit gorgeousgowns.biz. That's gorgeousgowns.biz for all the fabulous details.
Welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, and we're talking on Life Balance Day with my new friend, Paula Gregorovich. There we go. And she envisions a world where women feel powerful and free to be true to themselves and design a life of maximum success, joy, fulfillment, and meaning, resulting in a more positive and conscious world for all of us to live in. She wants to be part in co-creating that with the people she comes in contact with. Honey, we are soul sisters. When I read that, your legacy that you want to leave, I'm just loving it, loving it, loving it. And we'll definitely be talking offline in the future, because more of us need to band together and make this world a better place and help others to wake up as we've been awakened. So tell us, what is one piece of advice that you'd give somebody who's considering changing careers or starting a business?
The first bit of advice that I would give you is to really just start to get clear on what you really want. So that sounds so big, right? Like, well, what do I really want and why do I want it? Those, to me, are the two biggest questions you could ever ask yourself. Because a lot of times we'll say, well, what do I really want? Well, I want to earn $1 million. Okay, but why? And a lot of times that why stumps people, because there needs to be a connection between the why. Otherwise, you're just groping for some external motivation that, number one, is not sustainable. Two, in about a week, you'll come back and go, Paula, I just can't seem to get started. I can't seem to be motivated. I can't take the risk. So to really get clear on that. And so how I would recommend doing it, and I know this sounds like it doesn't really connect to your career and your business, but what I find is a lot of times you can be so wrapped up in where you currently are, and it's like having blinders on, to just start trusting your intuition in little ways. Not in the, wow, I'm going to leave my job tomorrow morning way, but to start asking yourself, what do I most want here when you go and have your cup of tea or coffee in the morning? Like, what do I most want here? Do I want the latte? Do I want caffeinated? What do I want? And start listening to noticing how your body feels and what feels congruent to you at any given moment versus just, hey, I'm going through this out of habit because I always have a tall mocha latte every single day or something. So it may seem very small, but when you start noticing, well, do I want to this weekend go to the movies, be outside? What does that look like? To just start honoring what comes up for you and start honoring your own messages that you're hearing. Because so often, by the time you get to the point that you're like, oh, I just want to make a change, you've, number one, pushed down that wisdom, so you need to gently bring it up. And number two, you've gotten so frustrated and at the edge of your rope that's when it feels like, oh my gosh, you're going to do something radical and irresponsible because you're just that frustrated. So that would be the one bit of advice that I would have that you can really take away and start using right away in a way that feels safe, because you can only start with one small baby step at a time. You can only start right where you are.
Right. We don't need to be where somebody else is. We just need to start right where we are today and take the next step. And it doesn't have to be a huge leap. It can be a little itty-bitty baby step, and it's okay.
And to start getting, to start really activating your intuitive intelligence requires that you just start doing some little visits with your own intuition. Much like these little questions, or just really dedicating some time where you can actually be quiet. Because we've entered an age where it's almost, we're never quiet. We're never disconnected. We could be connected 24/7 if we want. But in order to bring in this wise voice, this intuition, to make really good choices in our career and in our business, especially when it's changing so quickly, the fundamentals of how the career landscape works have changed. So to be able to go beyond the noise, you need to actually go beyond the noise and get quiet. And it doesn't have to be for, you don't have to go be a monk in a monastery for, you know, 7 to 10 days, but you do need to cultivate some consistent time with yourself. Start to be your own best friend and be quiet and start to listen for these messages that are going to help guide you to the next step.
Well said, Miss Paula. Well said. Oh, this has just been beautiful. I've already gotten comments of great conversation on Facebook with this. I'm just extraordinarily, profoundly in awe at conversations such as this, because so many of us in the community that we are in are really wanting people to awaken and to connect their mind, body, and spirit and to live on purpose. And even though we may say it in different ways, the intention is all the same and the heart's desire is all the same. And it's just a powerful, powerful time to be on this planet. Just very, very exciting. And I hope that through this conversation, some of our excitement around this great awakening has radiated out to our listeners and to inspire them and empower them to take that next step, to start in small ways. It doesn't have to be a quantum leap, although it certainly can be when we have these divine appointments or these defining moments, or your intuition is, you clear out enough mind clutter or sound clutter or visualization clutter, or you know, any of a combination of those, so that we can get in that space that you talk about and start hearing the wisdom that is ready to pour forth into every human being on this planet. Extremely exciting time to be alive.
Absolutely.
So what else would you like to leave as a final thought, Ms. Paula? I know you've got your free report called Your Own Uniqueness, The Path to Purpose, Prosperity, and Playfulness at intuitiveintelligencecoaching.com. So what else would you like to leave them with?
Yeah, I would highly recommend grabbing hold of that free report. It's a meaty report. It's not like so many of the free things you find on the internet these days, which is, you know, a page or two and a big long sales pitch. It really fundamentally looks at the changes going on and why we find ourselves sometimes stuck in these restricted situations, sometimes just of our own making,
mm-hmm.
And how the professional landscape has changed, like how the world has changed regarding what it really means to be able to be confident, to live with certitude, to have financial security, and then practical steps you can take to bring that about. And, you know, and with that, I really invite you to grab a hold of that. And within that report, there'll be more information about how you can get in touch with me, should you want to take this conversation further for yourself.
And I have already posted that website and the details on the my Facebook page, so you can connect with it in the comment section underneath today's show posting. So glad to support you, Paula. I love that you're living on point and fulfilling your mission on this planet. It's exciting time to be alive, and glad that we are in that same realm. And definitely a soul sister that I look forward to connecting with again very soon off the air. For those of you, just a reminder, you can check out a free demonstration of life coaching every single day. The schedule is at toolsforbetterliving.com. And if you're struggling with stress or insomnia, do check out meetkimberlyreed.com, because there's a fabulous duo of gifts there just by putting in your name and your email, and you will get not one but two audios that will help you reduce your stress, help you find that quiet space in the middle of the day, and then also help you have that deep restorative sleep at night. So meetkimberlyreed.com, because lowering your stress and increasing your deep sleep is going to help you to be clear and find your purpose and your why, and get in touch with your intuition much more quickly. So it has been a pleasure serving you today. Stay with us tomorrow, or come back here with us tomorrow on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM, KKZZ.